All right, listen for that drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Need to tell you about a couple more things. As always, listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDKA or on that Audacy app. That's AUDACY. That's AUDACY, that Audacy app. But you can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com. And click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream and go to our YouTube page as well. So be sure to check that out. All right, so you just heard the audio not too long ago before I went to the break, and it is from 2 years ago, like I had said. Let me welcome in right now professional poker player Matt Berkey, who is originally from these parts, and I want to talk to him. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us here on KDK. Really do appreciate it. So I played that audio that, as you know, is making the rounds today, and there's so many questions about this. I guess the first is fast forward to now. Are you worried about anything now?
In what regard?
In the ties to that some people are reporting, ties to organized crime, ties to some nefarious people, in that people will say, well, here's Matt Berkey. He's the guy that outed all of this.
I mean, I guess because people are maybe twisting the messaging, but like, it's the thing is, I never even attended the game, right? I was just kind of reporting the hearsay that was traveling through the poker community that was pretty well understood amongst the pros. So my actual contribution to all of this is just having, you know, gotten something right years ago that came to light today. I don't know. I mean, if there's some vindictive motive that's born out of that, then so be it, I guess.
No, I get it. So essentially, in 2023, Matt Berkey said the quiet part out loud on a podcast, right, for the most part?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go back to that, though, and let's go back to motivation, maybe. And I'm not in the poker world and not in that space. You are, and you're very respected, and a lot of people look at you in podcasts in that poker world and say, yeah, that guy's on the up and up. What would be their motivation? Is it simply to make money and to ruse people and make the marks and to kind of shake them down money-wise? Like, how does that all work in what this scheme would have done?
I mean, yeah, it's obviously all money motivated, especially given the reputations that were at stake. These are pretty high profile individuals. You know, as you can see, the way it shook out, it wasn't very beneficial to anybody involved. Now that things are escalating to the federal level. I don't know why the money motivation was there. It seems like these are pretty well-to-do people, but you know, you never really know what's going on behind closed doors.
The intersection of gambling, and especially cards, I guess, poker playing, and professional athletes, and the intersection of Las Vegas and professional athletes. Do you see a lot of that in being out there and these kind of high-stakes games and things like that?
You see the intersection a lot, yeah, because, you know, not everybody's able to play nosebleed stakes or to gamble for amounts that a lot of these celebrities are pretty happy to gamble for. So yeah, you often will see, you know, some of the more likable TV poker players, if you will, or the household names, get themselves into situations where they get to play with high profile celebrities. But very rarely do you see situations like what happened here in this particular instance, where it was a lot of unknown pros that were getting the invites. You know, people that are just expected to win in situations like this that really don't offer much to the game itself. You know, they're not high profile. They're not well known. They very likely aren't even giving any loose action. So in situations like that, that's usually a pretty big red flag as a professional. It's like, well, why am I being invited if you're one of those mid-stake pros that nobody's ever heard of that suddenly gets the opportunity to play with a bunch of well-respected celebrities or athletes?
Matt Berkey joining from Leechburg, correct, Matt?
Yeah, that's correct.
Joining right here on KDK. Do you think that this could vein a little bit deeper? Do you think that yesterday's operation and everything that happened is kind of what it is? Or could this be kind of tip of the iceberg, so to speak?
I think the more interesting aspects of this indictment are the sports-related charges. So my best guess is that this probably goes a lot deeper when it comes to everything that we've seen within the last year or so. We just saw recently Gilbert Arenas run into some trouble running illegal poker games. But I think, again, you know, there may or may not be something deeper there. We saw the Jontay Porter stuff that happened earlier this year, I believe, where, you know, he was basically fixing prop bets for a crime syndicate. These are pretty small circles. I wouldn't doubt if that aspect of the indictment has a lot of overlap to these other stories.
Is it easy to fix a prop bet? Is it easy to go over this, go under that from an individual standpoint? Or because everything's on video, everything's scrutinized, you're eventually going to get caught?
I mean, that's a little bit less of my world. I can speculate at best, but the way that I understand it is with how loose these online sports books are getting, offering props and things of that nature, it's probably not that difficult to get to some of the lower tier athletes, be it at the collegiate level or maybe the eighth or ninth guy off the bench type of stuff. But again, you know, it's up to the market to kind of regulate itself. I think generally they're going to do a pretty good job. And when things do come to light, you could see how big of a scandal this turns into for the NBA, the MLB when Ohtani was involved, and other major sports outlets.
Well, let me go back, and last thing for you, let me go back to the podcast, Only Friends, in 2023. When you said that about Chauncey Billups and you said that about that game that had traveled from L.A. over to Vegas and they played games in both places, did you anticipate that it would just fleet away, or did you think that at some point it would rebound and become a story again?
No, I thought that was just for my audience. You have to understand, those games were actually ran in like 2018, 2019. So even the time I mentioned it, it had been 5 years. And my thinking was kind of like, nobody important is ever going to see this. This is more for the poker audience, kind of a heads up just in case you're in Miami or Vegas or New York City or L.A. and you catch wind of a, you know, 25-50 game that Chauncey might be at or whatever, maybe don't go. Seeing the news yesterday and then finding out that clip went viral was a surprise, and probably one that, you know, if I'm being honest, having done a podcast for 3 years every day, I probably should have been a little bit more mindful about just throwing names out and things of that sort.
Last thing for you, actually, do you think that you'll be contacted by any authorities or anybody you know will be?
I don't imagine I'm very useful. Again, I was just a second-hand source. I was just kind of like reporting what I had heard from people who were there firsthand. So I don't know what value I am. You know, a lot of media outlets are reaching out and it's like, I don't really know what I can offer you. Like, outside of that clip, there really isn't anything else. I just, you know, told the truth as I understood it from people who did attend those games and were cheated. Perhaps people I know will be kind of called upon, but the thing with these situations is there's no retribution for the guys who were cheated. And that's why it's such an easy mark for people who have a desire to do this kind of thing. You know, it's kind of an underground thing where the person who gets taken advantage of knows they really have no recourse. And then there's dangers and threats if they do try to go public or whatever the case may be. So they all just kind of become tight-lipped and disappear. I guess there's a chance that their client list maybe gets released and the authorities want to speak to them as witnesses, but I'm not sure that that will ever come to light.
Matt, I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time today. I appreciate you giving us a call, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you so very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely. Man, do you think that this is the beginning of something much, much bigger? Like he said, maybe more in that sports gambling world and the cheating in that aspect, maybe not the card game part. But talk about being direct. This is juicy. It just is. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, KDK AAA Traffic, it's all powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Trevin.
Good stuff, Colin. Thank you. Earlier, there was an accident reported at Washington Boulevard and the Highland Park Bridge ramp. I think that's just been recently cleared. Meanwhile, on the other side of the city, the Parkway West, inbound traffic is building at Green Tree Hill towards the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Outbound backing up as well, coming out of the the Fort Pitt Tunnel at Green Tree Hill. I'll get it right. With AAA traffic, I'm Trevin on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
All right, fascinating stuff. 866-391-1020 is that number. Thanks to Matt Berkey for joining. CC's in the car. Hi, CC.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit about professional gambling from way, way back. Arnold Rothstein. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Sure.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Do you remember the name?
Yes, I do. He was a mobster, yes, and a gambler.
And he was killed over a poker game.
Yeah, like 45 years old or something, I want to say.
Right. And that was big money then. That would be multi-millions today. But it should give you an idea. This cheating of poker has been going on for a gigantic period of time. The most famous poker cheater that I'm aware of is a guy named Titanic Thompson. Subject to at least two books about his cheating different people in different games for what we'd call now millions. He certainly wasn't the only one, but that was also going on from the 20s on, probably way beyond that. I think back to the Roman times, dice is being loaded. So it should be a warning to the vast majority of people who think they can play the game against professionals.
Yeah, seems that way. Although this seemed to be more of a little bit more of a structured ruse than just that, and that Chauncey Billups and other people were made to benefit. Is this just the tip of the iceberg, though? Is there more to this? Is something that I ask you. And also, we got to get back into those renovations on the East Wing. Seems like people are all jammed up about those. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, let's hit traffic. P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center, KDK AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser, Genesis of Monroeville. Trevin.
Thanks, Colin. Earlier, there was an accident reported on Washington Boulevard and the Highland Park Bridge ramp. That has just recently been cleared. Meanwhile, you can expect the usual Friday rush hour delays on all major arteries. Parkway North, inbound, smooth sailing, outbound, slow moving as you work your way through the city. And Route 28, inbound, is slow moving from the 31st Street Bridge. With AAA Traffic, I'm Trevin. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
All right, here we are, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Whirlwind we just had there. Back to it, though. That was fascinating. Matt Berkey joining me from Las Vegas, professional poker player, talked about 2023, naming Chauncey Billups in a nefarious card game, saying, yeah, it wasn't on the up and up, that his friends attended, and he knew exactly what was going on. So he said, I'm out. I am not at all doing this. And he called him out by name. And now he just said to me, you know, maybe I should have been a little bit more careful about naming people by name, but it is what it is. I did it, and, well, here we are. Fascinating stuff. In just a little bit, I do want to get into, we might see high school football the way that a lot of us want to, again, in the very near future. I'll dive into that. But how about this story about this East Wing construction?
CBS News broke the news this morning that Trump officials are again urging Treasury staff to not take photos of the demolition site. Now, the Treasury Department sits right next to the White House. It overlooks the East Wing, what formerly was the East Wing, and there are security concerns.
All right, well, sorry. They should be able to take whatever photos they want. It just is what it is. And people are going to take photos. People are going to disseminate them. People are going to send them to whomever. Now, this whole issue about the construction of this ballroom, the deconstruction of some places that are there, and building this grand ballroom. You know, I've thought about this at 866-391-1020, and it has been the story over the past couple days. I can't figure out if it is a real honest-to-goodness story or the stupidest, most overblown, ridiculous story in, well, recent history. Too many Americans, I think, are caught up in two things. Some fake attachment to the East Wing and worrying about a construction project that costs you $0. This works for both parties. This isn't about an act. It's about disliking a person. Let's call it what it is. On the flip side, don't tell people they can't take pictures. They can. That's the long and short of it. They can. It's costing you $0.00. And people are up in arms and they're mad because, well, the timing's bad. I can understand that. I can see the optics. And maybe President Trump should have waited until, well, the economy squared itself off, or at least the government was back working. Now, I will say this. Past administrations have bemoaned the fact that the ballroom wasn't big enough and that it wasn't grand enough. And so somebody comes in and spends his own dime, tries to make it grand, tries to make it very nice, so as to entertain people internationally from all over the globe that want to be entertained, that want to be wooed. It is what it is. And I think that's a good move. The other side of it is this. You get all these people who are saying, well, yeah, it's not taxpayer funded. It's funded by people who are donors that are looking to get something back. Did you just get introduced to politics today? Really? Did you just wake up and learn about politics today? Have both parties, since like the advent of time, have not had donors that say, oh, okay, so I kind of want something. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You want something. Oh, yeah. How about an agreement? Oh. Like, what do you want? I'd like to have a nice big ballroom. Well, okay. All right. You got an extra $3-4 million laying around? Sure do. Here comes a check. What do you need? Bought those permits and different jobs and things like that. I'm getting a lot of static government-wise. I'd like that to go away. Oh, okay. Then maybe I need $6 million for that ballroom. No problem. If you don't think that has happened since the advent of time with politics, then you just woke up yesterday. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Now's the time where you talk.
Number one, it is not Trump's house to tear down.
Let me ask you this. This is a good point. It's the people's house, right?
Yes, it is.
It sure is the people's house.
Well, no,
it is the people's house. You're right. So let me ask you this. If it is the people's house, Why don't you walk in there tonight and say, I want to go in there and see how far you get?
Well, you know you're not going to get in there.
Right.
They don't do tours at night.
Right. Well, no, you can't even go in there at all. You would get shot trying to get in there. That is as much. That is as much.
Wait a minute.
No, let's talk about this. It's neat to say it's the people's house. When you been there? When are you going there, Kathy?
I've been outside the White House.
Well, I thought it was the people's house. You're a person.
And I pay taxes, and I'm a citizen for 72 years now.
But it was the people's house. If it's the people's house, shouldn't you be allowed to just walk right in? That's a fallacy. That's what I'm getting at.
It's the citizens' house. It's part of our government, our democracy, which is getting shattered to hell and back.
How much is this costing you?
Well, you know what? Go to that now. I wanted to bring that up, too. Why do people believe Trump has donors? Just like Mexico was building the wall, right? People need to wake up.
Do you think it's going to be snuck into your tax bill somehow?
Oh, it's definitely going to be snuck in. And it was supposed to be $200 million or whatever, and now it's $300. So how did that go up $100 million or billion or whatever it was?
How did the airport go up $100 million?
Well, we're not talking about the airport.
Maybe you're not. I am. I'm the host.
Oh, well, you wanted to talk about Trump and the White House and...
But first you started off with the people's house, though. That's where you were going to go with it. That is the biggest crock of nonsense that people say in this country. If it truly was the people's house, I could walk in there in my underwear and make a cheese sandwich like I do at my house, Kathy. You ever do that?
You know, you're getting a little bit ridiculous, Colin.
No.
I used to listen to Marty, and I don't listen to him anymore.
Me
either. You might be next on the list.
Why don't you listen to Marty?
He got too old with too many of the stupid things that he does on his show.
Like what? What does he do that's stupid? I can name him, but I want you to.
Well, I'd rather listen to the fan, to tell you the truth. I'd rather listen to Pompeiani and the guys instead of Marty.
Hey, let me ask you this.
I still listen to the radio.
Can I tell you this? And I want to confide something in you, Kathy, because you seem like a great person. I see him every day that he's in here. Do you know Pompeiani?
Uh-huh.
Pompeiani is more handsome in person than he is on TV.
Well, I don't need him to be handsome. I just like him because he knows everything about the sports in the city.
He sure does. He actually also might be the nicest person I've ever met, Bob Pompeiani.
Well, you seem like a nice guy, too, except whenever you want to argue with people.
You wanted to argue with me about the people's house.
Hey, I've listened to you for a long time. I never had the nerve to call, but this subject really irks me, to tell you the truth.
Do you really think your tax bill is going to get banged up, Kathy?
Oh, the country's good. Believe me. Yes, Colin, I think everybody's going to have a rude awakening.
Right.
Just like the price of eggs and groceries were coming down. Well, that never happened either.
Gas did, though.
Well, not around here. New Stanton, it's not cheap.
New Stanton? You live all the way out in New Stanton?
Youngwood.
Oh, hey, there's a Heisman Trophy winner from Youngwood.
Oh, who?
Yeah, isn't what's his name? Babe Parilli or whatever. Or George Blanda's from
I don't know.
Youngwood.
I know Youngwood's the home of George Blanda that played pro football for a long time.
Yeah, he won the Heisman Trophy, didn't he? George Blanda?
I don't know about that.
No, he may not have. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, though.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad this ended on a nice note. I don't want you mad at me all weekend.
Oh, I'm not going to be mad all weekend.
Not at me.
I'm just glad I finally got on the air and first-time caller.
Call back anytime. Although it's not the people's house. Did George Blanda win the Heisman or not? Or did he just make it to the Hall of Fame? Just the Hall of Fame. Now, he played at UK for when Bear Bryant was the coach at Kentucky, I think. That's a long time ago. Anyway, I'm late for a break, but that was a fantastic conversation. I appreciate her. PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center, KDK AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Trevin.
Thanks a lot, Colin. I'll keep it short and sweet. Maybe not sweet because you have the usual Friday rush hour delays on all major arteries. Meanwhile, inbound on the Parkway North is smooth sailing. Outbound, slow, moving as you work your way out of the city. With AAA Traffic, I'm Trevin on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Yes, no Heisman for George Blanda, but Hall of Fame. I've been to Paris and Rome and Los Angeles and Mexico City, and I don't think I've ever been to Youngwood, Pennsylvania. I mean that. I don't think I've ever been there. I may have. My friend Dave was on it. He was texting me. He's like, no, he did not win the Heisman. Maybe I have him mixed up with Leon Hart, though, did win the Heisman from Turtle Creek. Perhaps I was thinking of Leon Hart for some reason. Turtle Creek. Huh. Leon Hart was big for his time. He was like a big quarterback. He was like 6'5", 235 pounds, which was big at that point in time. Howie's in Vanport. Hi, Howie.
Hi, Colin. First time I called you.
Well, I'm grateful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I call Rob Pratt all the time.
Well, I'm a little different.
Well, I wanted to tell you, George Blanda played, he was 50 years old.
I do know that, right? I fouled up on the Heisman. And I don't want to make this some big George Blanda show, but I appreciate being corrected. Yeah.
Well, also, he was quarterback for a while, then he turned over to be a kicker.
Sure did. Yes. Yeah. That, and that's what elongated his career, right?
Yeah. And, well, he played for the Oakland Raiders. And there's another guy on the team at the same time with Otis Sistrunk. And he was the only player ever to go from high school straight to the pros.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been to Youngwood, Pennsylvania?
No, but Westinghouse had a plant there.
Oh? Man. Pretty crazy. I didn't know that. I don't even think I've been through it. It's like, where is it? It's like towards Nemacolin, right? Enough George Blanda talk. I want to get back into this White House stuff. 866-391-1020. First, let me tell you, get to the Bocce House. This weekend would be perfect. With a football game being late Sunday, get there Sunday afternoon. It's fantastic. It's in O'Hara Township. Get ready to roll. Bocce House of Pittsburgh is open now. All month long, enjoy free open play on the Bocce Courts. Memberships, luxury cigar lounge, league play, food, self-pour bar system, the Bocce House of Pittsburgh. Visit the Bocce House, PGH.com. Let's hit traffic right now.